This is KTEP News in depth. I'm Aaron Montes. The announcement of Meta Platforms' plans to build a $1.5 billion data center in Northeast El Paso spurred questions about how much water will be used by the facility. Meta officials say the center will use a closed-loop, liquid-cooled system that recycles water. Under an agreement with El Paso Water, the center will be able to use over 1 million gallons of water daily on average. I spoke with El Paso Water's president and CEO, John Ballou, about what that means for El Paso's water supply.
First of all, the data centers across the country have been noted for high water use. But as time has progressed, the water demand has cranked down. And so what Meta is proposing here is, has never been done before. It is something that is specifically designed to minimize water consumption. But the numbers that you stated is the ability of El Paso Water to supply that water. When I say ability, I mean we have the infrastructure in place that the water can be used at that level. Much of the year, no water is going to be needed. It is going to be an air-cooled system. But there's going to be times when the ambient temperature is high enough that water has to be introduced into the cooling system. And then on a real hot summer day, that large number that you mentioned might be required for some level of temperature, let's say over 110. So it does vary based on temperature, but it's a very carefully designed and controlled system. And we have provided, or we're in the process of providing, the facilities that they would need to tap into the supply when they need it.
Sounds like you're stating, yes, they're permitted this kind of usage, but not necessarily going to apply that every day.
That's correct, yes.
I see. And so on the days, like, you know, hot summer day, or, you know, if there's just a real large need for that much water to cool the facility, what do you all anticipate that kind of usage? How would that impact either like the neighboring communities and their water, or, you know, the entire grid? I mean, would it cause a strain in any way, or do you feel that, you know, El Paso's water supply can handle it?
Yes, it would not create a strain on the system at all. El Paso's water system is more than capable of supplying this amount of water.
I see. So there wouldn't be like any interruptions if they were to dip into that much water usage?
No, absolutely no interruption.
Is there any cost analysis at the moment as to how much it would cost to install that kind of infrastructure for the center, and you know, what that impact might be on a ratepayer?
I'm sure you've seen TxDOT is starting construction on the highway, which is called the Borderland Expressway, that cuts across Northeast. And so there is a lot of anticipation that there will be development that will be spurred once that highway is completed. And so in response to that, we have had in our capital improvements program for many years a series of improvements to add water and wastewater capacity to the entirety of Northeast. And so these improvements that are being made for Meta are part of that overall package.
Just given the concern, you know, that I've seen, at least, you know, from individuals about water usage, and some of the, you know, videos and pictures we've seen from throughout the country about water supply for communities near these centers and other parts of the country. What would you say as to, you know, how this would play out? You know, should people be concerned at all about, you know, their water services being impacted?
I would say that people should not be concerned about it. And the reason I say that, I'll just reiterate a couple of points that I made. So number one is that that we're later in the stage of data centers right now. And so many of these concerns that people have are based on early data centers, which use very large amounts of water. And we're to the point now where we have proven technology, and then even a little bit better technology that's available to ensure that water is used minimally and efficiently in cooling the data centers. And then in terms of the impact on El Paso's system, it is not going to be the largest customer, not even going to be the second, third, or fourth, or maybe even not even the fifth largest customer in the system, even in a peak summer day.
That was El Paso Water President and CEO John Ballou. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, In Depth, I'm Aaron Montes.